This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to the keys coming up momentarily. We still have the grab bag on the way in, clip du jour. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. You got Hart, you got Fitzy, you got Ted. We'll see what they have coming up about an hour from now. But before we get to the keys, Keefe.
Yeah.
To the Four Nations Tournament.
That's right.
Big win for the U. I don't want to spoil anything. Perhaps I said too much. We did get a call earlier in the week. I think this is a bonus week in review,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, because it really sets up the keys nicely. But you are not a huge fan of the Four Nations. We had a Would You Rather on Wednesday, and it was Would You Rather Team USA win the Four Nations or the Celtics win the in-season tournament?
Yeah.
You are very high on the in-season tournament.
Yes,
maybe
the
lone voice in the wilderness on
correct.
That. And so I said, give me Team USA. You said Celtics. Then we kind of moved on to the next
question. Well, I was going to say, I would say we've spent significantly less time on Four Nations than maybe some others. And so,
for sure.
This was just a question
yeah.
that we had, Would You Rather Wednesday, that got some people hot under the collar.
We answered it. We moved on.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop a caller. Goes by the name TC, who called in and took you to task.
TC in the car wants to yell at me. Go ahead, TC.
No, I just want to make sure I heard correctly. So you were comparing the Four Nations hockey tournament that's coming up.
I believe I said the USA and Costa Rica international friendly, yes.
USA Costa Rica friendly?
Yes.
You think that those are the equivalent?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, now what
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
Because it's a meaningless...
Not
keys yet.
No, not yet. Let's get there.
TC would want them, I would think.
Hold on a second.
But not yet.
Okay,
keep going, TC.
USA Costa Rica friendly.
Yes.
You think that those are the equivalent?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, now what leads you to believe to say something so dumb?
Because it's a meaningless international
meaningless.
Team on the stage. Yeah,
so
what's the meaning of
you're
the Four Nations?
Right,
you don't even have the
did
best countries in the tournament.
No.
Let me stop you right there. No, I didn't.
So there you go. You should, because you'd realize that's probably the dumbest thing you've ever said.
What? Nah, I don't know. You should listen more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've definitely said dumber. What is, so Matthew Tkachuk said what? He cares more about winning the Four Nations than a Stanley Cup or something like that?
Pretty much.
Okay, that's dumb. That's dumber than what I said. That's way stupider than anything I've ever said.
Say that. He said it brings him back to the Stanley Cup Finals. He has the same feelings that he did when he was Stanley Cup Finals.
How would he know? He hasn't played a game in this fake tournament yet. How would he know? The fake tournament hasn't even started yet. How would he know?
Here's a big piece of it that you don't understand. And you have a four-hour show, so shut up and let me talk for 10 seconds.
Okay.
Okay?
Go ahead.
And of course you hung up.
I didn't hang up on you! What's your
here's
dumb point, TC? Go
here's
ahead.
Here's the deal. Here's the thing you don't get.
Yeah.
Hockey, different than the rest. You actually pay attention
hockey,
to basketball. I understand
what?
It's part of your job.
I didn't hear what you said.
You cut out. You cut out.
It's the most unprofessional outfit in the world.
There it is.
So you talking about an NBA Cup game, saying that you'd rather see that than the Four Nations, my man, go back to bed. You had a bad day.
Stuck the landing. Nice job by TC.
He
absolutely
did get me there.
Sticking the landing.
He got in a couple of good jabs there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got a few good licks.
He did, for sure.
Shout out to Marchand. Yeah, He was really pro Four Nations, but then where he kind of loses some people is when, like, hype up the Four Nations all you want, but then to be like, basketball is the worst operation in the world, the worst sport in the world.
It's like, when on. You start to...
easy, bud.
The hockey hardos always tend to go there. It can't just be, I like my sport.
That's
it's
true.
Now it's got to be that, actually, I don't like basketball. It's very unprofessional, which makes me question the motivation behind it. What is that?
Brian's doing the thing in the Twitch chat where he's suggesting TC may be one of those people. It's the selfie picture with the sunglasses, like the American flag.
We don't know. It's hard to say.
I don't want to paint
an inkling, yeah. But yeah, he's probably...
It's possible.
He's probably really upset Caitlin Clark is not in the three-point contest.
I would think so.
Well, he hates basketball, so maybe he doesn't even
watch.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't.
Wouldn't even watch.
If he was going to watch basketball, it would be Caitlin Clark.
No, I know.
Yes.
But there you go. There was TC. So that
was very strong.
Total is your week in review.
That was very strong.
Yeah, it was good.
And it's a good segue into...
Let's get it. Now's the time.
Keys time.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
Here we go. You're probably wondering, how do we watch the Four Nations face-off? Well, I got the keys. Here we go. The Four Nations face-off is an international tournament played between NHL players from USA, Canada, Sweden, and somehow Finland, despite it not being a real place.
That is very suspect.
In the Cold War era, around the mid-20th century, Japan and the Soviet Union supposedly shared a secret about a stretch of the Baltic Sea between the Soviet Union and Sweden. The two nations collectively spread the idea that there was a landmass known as Finland on this stretch of ocean to keep the good fishing spots to themselves. The Japanese were free to fish as much as they liked here without worrying about international laws, as long as they gave their fair share to Russia.
I'd say that checks out.
Not to get political, but according to Google AI Overview, there are 193 countries in the world. That's 189 more than are included in this tournament. Canadian forward Brad Marchand isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also appeared in a number of Ness and Bear and the Gang commercials.
Those are good.
5 episodes of Bruins Academy and a viral interview talking about how much he hates me. The Four Nations face-off semifinals will take place at the same venue as the 2011 Royal Rumble, where Mexican wrestler Alberto Del Rio won the event.
Yeah.
Advantage North America.
Okay.
College football used to do a 4-team tournament until they realized it was terrible, so they added teams.
Yeah, you need more teams in this thing.
The most famous people from Finland are Teemu Selanne, jazz forward Lauri Markkanen, and all the guys from the band Him.
Him?
The most famous people from Sweden are Rebecca Ferguson, Dolph Lundgren, and the amazing acting Skarsgård family.
I'm sleeping on Ace of Base.
The most famous people from Canada are Jim Carrey, Pamela Anderson, and Drake.
Go and do the Drake joke. What? No Drake joke?
The most famous people from the United States are Roseanne Barr, John Tesh, and The Undertaker.
Can't disagree with that.
According to the International Ice Hockey Federation's latest rankings,
yeah,
the Four Nations face-off features 4 of the 7 best teams in the world.
Wow. That many.
Team USA has 4 players on the roster from Massachusetts, the same state that we are currently located in. You still think it's dumb, Jones?
Egg on my face.
Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy called the Four Nations face-off, quote, hockey heaven, which now has me questioning my faith and what hockey hell would be. The Four Nations face-off tournament has a total of 4 Bruins. Coincidence? Team USA stars Matthew and Brady Tkachuk's father, Keith Tkachuk,
yeah,
also suited up for the red, white, and blue during his playing days. participating in the 1991 World Juniors, 1997 and 2005 World Cups, and 4 Winter Olympics. But despite all of that international success and over 500 goals in the NHL, Tkachuk is not a Hall of Famer. Yet, to the chagrin of Bruce Smith, Tony Boselli is.
There it is.
Tkachuk's Olympic teammate Mike Modano might just be the ultimate jock. While he does appear in the 1992 classic The Mighty Ducks as a North Stars player number 2, he was originally going to play North Stars player number 1, but because his acting was so bad, that role went to Basil McRae, and the Modano role lost all of his speaking lines.
Wow.
Speaking of the Mighty Ducks in D2, the Mighty Ducks, the squad represents the United States, sound familiar, in the Goodwill Games, where they go 1-on-1 with Iceland in the finals for the gold. Somehow, someway, Iceland not invited to the Four Nations face-off.
That was a more impressive tournament than this one.
Speaking of the Mighty Ducks, in D3, the Mighty Ducks, after winning the gold in the Goodwill Games, the Mighty Ducks were unable to make the varsity team at their prep school. Speaking backwards of prep schools, my bash brother Ryan Davey is a teacher, and you can hear him talk comics, TV, and movies twice a week on the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Sour advertising.
According to Google AI Overview, because of its balance, strength, and flexibility, ash is considered the best, most common, and preferred hardwood when making a hockey stick. This would have been useful information in the early 90s before the world went to hell and players started using those damn graphite sticks. Harvard's own Don Sweeney is the GM for Team Canada. Hope they don't have to draft.
Yeah, it's gone poorly.
And finally, Jones, there are no Derricks participating in the Four Nations face-off. So if you're looking for some Derrick hockey, you won't find any over the next couple of weeks. Not a Derrick.
Huh?
Not a Derrick to be found.
How's that even possible?
No Derrick Forbort?
There's a Linus.
There's like 2 Hampuses.
Probably a couple of Hampuses and an Olaf. A
couple of Hampi.
Yeah.
Magnus.
There's probably a Magnus.
Yeah.
There's 2 Tkachuks, for God's sakes. There's no Derricks.
2 Tkachuks, 0 Derricks.
That's very,
not
very,
even
very
a
impressive
Swedish version of Derrick or a Finnish version of Derrick. Nothing even close.
All right, so you add all those up. Who you got winning the
Canada
thing?
Canada.
Yeah, you're going Canada? Okay, you're not going with the U.S.
I think, no, I think Canada's going to take it.
I mean, U.S.
U.S. looked good last
looking
night.
Looking nice against Finland.
They look real good last night.
I think they were motivated from the lack of support during the anthem, personally,
they're
I think.
Bad.
It's maybe
yeah
something we should have got to earlier on this program.
I don't think so.
I don't know why we didn't.
I don't think so.
But maybe they were a little chapped about that.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
They could have been. They could have been real steamed about that.
Canada should win the thing.
I would
Isn't
say
it embarrassing anytime
stacked
there's a hockey tournament and they don't win?
Yeah.
It's like the U.S. in basketball. Anytime the U.S. doesn't
yeah
win a basketball, I mean, I understand the world's closer in that sport than this one, but like Canada should win everything.
Canada should absolutely
all the time.
Win. Yeah.
Especially this. There's
especially no Russia.
Only 4 of the top 7 countries?
Yeah.
It's a good fact there.
They had their little power rankings there.
I'm sorry, not
it's
fact.
It's a key.
I'm
it was
sorry
a key to the
yeah
face-off.
Yeah. Good point.
There it is.
We'll get to the
big tilt tomorrow. USA-Canada tomorrow.
Yeah, I said this yesterday. It feels like the fix is in because Canada gets a whole extra day of rest.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Which doesn't seem fair to me.
Although if they do have to play in the championship, it would be home ice. Because right now they're playing in Montreal, but then the whole tournament
good
moves
point
to Boston
so
coming up.
The fix is in one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, the fix will be in.
I would say so.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the grab bag coming up. Meantime, let's take some phone calls. What do you say?
Yeah.
Rosario is in Boston. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Just a quick question on Bregman.
Yeah.
I want to get you guys' take on him declining the 6 years, 171 from Detroit, and going back to play with Hinch and then coming here for more annual value. Yeah, shorter term, but to be with Cora. Does that have anything to do with it, or am I just trying to create something here?
No, so, like he's saying like a Hinch versus Cora thing?
Yeah, no, I think by all accounts, he likes both guys, right? Like, I don't think he had a problem. In fact, I think he would have loved to have played for Hinch. I think it's just more of it's a great fit for him. And then I think the money in the long run is going to be a lot greater this way. Because if you really average it out,
well, the potential for it. I mean, if he's just cooked and done, then he should have taken the Tigers deal. But yeah, there's potential. He's betting on himself in a way. You said this a couple of times.
I mean, he needs to be like done, like injured done, yes, not to be able to make it up, because basically it would have been the equivalent of like $41 million over the course of three seasons. Mm-hmm. The way the money keeps going up and up and up and up and up in baseball, as long as he's even somewhat healthy, you'd think he'd be able to easily make that up. And there's always the chance, too, with the opt-outs, that if he has a crazy, crazy year, maybe he signs a long-term deal after this year somewhere.
No, you said
but
it.
But he's set up pretty well.
If he wins, like, MVP this year,
yeah,
which I don't think he's going to, but, like, let's say he did,
yeah,
he could opt out and get the $200 million he was chasing.
Mm-hmm. And also, Detroit and Boston, when he looks at both rosters, he's probably thinking Boston has a better chance to win. I know he's already won two World Series, but you don't want to be on a losing team if you can choose between the two.
But it's interesting. I don't know what this says, but it's interesting that the teams that were really interested in him were his ex-managers. Like, and the Cubs were involved as well.
No, it was Cubs and
Blue Jays for a time.
Oh, yeah, right.
They dropped out. But, you know,
well, maybe that intangible stuff, they would know better than anybody else.
Right, but then it's also Houston knows him well, and they didn't want him. So I don't really know what to make of that, but it was his two former managers. Well, I'm sorry, manager and bench coach. All of them were orchestrating cheating scandals.
Yeah, I was
together.
Gonna say, yeah, where's Beltran?
Yeah, Detroit's like, let's get the trash can bag going again.
Uh-huh.
And so, I think it's a smart move for Bregman. And I think what played out there between Boston and Detroit, and I don't know how many players will take deals like this. Maybe Bregman is just the exception to the rule. But the Red Sox should do this to markets like Detroit.
Yeah.
They should say, all right, fine. So yeah, they're offering you 170 over 6 years, but we're going to give you more, a higher AAV, an opportunity to hit the market again in a couple of years, possibly as soon as this offseason. The Red Sox should bully around teams like that. Unfortunately, I don't know how many players are going to take 1, 2, 3 year deals. I don't know how many players are going to do that, but
well,
the ones that will, they should do this.
I know, because the way baseball free agency works is kind of crazy. Like the number of arbitration years that you have a guy for. So even if they break into the majors at a somewhat relatively young age, by the time they really hit free agency, it's close to 30. And so they want that one deal that might be out there for them. They want the 1, 7, 8 year deal, 10 year deal, if somebody's going to give it to them. And if not, like, it can be a little bit risky to take these opt-out deals.
I did not make it to D3, Keith, but Adam Banks made varsity in Mighty Ducks 3, and then the rest of them were on JV?
The rest of them were all on JV, right?
But Adam Banks made varsity.
Yeah. Close. I mean, Banks, he was pretty sick.
I mean, he was good.
Yeah.
Iceland went right after his hand.
But the whole team probably should have.
It was filthy. Oh, the whole team should have.
If you were that good, if you were winning like world championships like in middle school, like you got to crack
them. The win over Iceland is their most impressive win.
Definitely.
Yeah, more so than like Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah, I
no,
would
no,
say,
more
yeah,
than
yeah,
like
yeah.
the Hawks in the first
oh,
one.
Oh, 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 well, yeah, it was for the Goodwill Games. It was for the equivalent of the Four Nations.
They were it's pretty stacked.
More credibility. Than yeah, the Four Nations. Yeah.
Well, it was very controversial. They took off their Team USA jerseys.
They did turn their back on America.
They
though.
Put on their Ducks jerseys.
I don't love that.
Maybe that's why they got. Maybe they were kind of blackballed, and that's why they went to JV.
True.
Maybe that's why they held the whole hating the country thing against them. I would imagine that follows you around to a degree.
Yeah. True.
Imagine
giving up a career as a lawyer to coach little kids in hockey.
So they went from winning that. Well, right. That wasn't his choice, if you recall. That was sort
of. He had the choice to go back. The guy offered him the job because the guy from the Hawks in the first one was worried about Bombay.
Was it
so
multiple DUIs?
The lawyer was ready to issue? Bring him back, and
I think
he chose the hockey team.
I'd have to really go back and look. I think he had a string of DUIs, yeah.
He didn't hit anybody or anything, did he?
Well,
just DUI?
I think they kind of leave that out. I don't know.
They were stopping him from hitting someone.
Oh, yeah. That one. That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, no. So they went from winning their district to representing the United States, along with select others, Julie the Cat Gaffney, things like this.
Yep.
And the guy that couldn't stop. You got to put a guy that can't stop on a US
team? From Miami.
He was
the guy just running around lassoing people.
Reckless.
Made no sense.
That was odd.
I feel like that's a penalty every time.
At least 2 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. And then Keenan ultimately was on the team with his knuckle puck.
Yeah, knuckle puck was good.
And then they were demoted to I didn't make it to D3, but I should watch it. Take back when we gave our suggestions on what to watch this weekend.
Yeah.
We both said Severance. Yeah, I'm going to add D3 to my own personal list.
Yeah, Eden Hall Academy is where they went.
They went from the Warriors to the Ducks because the Ducks won in the end. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Billy, I just said I was going to watch it this weekend.
Sorry.
How dare you? Okay. 617-779-7937. We have WEEI Afternoons on the way at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for Hart and Fitzy and Ted. We will also get you our clip du jour. It's a good one. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a good one. Not that I want to downsell any of our other ones. This is one I would stick around for. Billy Lanny with all the latest and trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag, Grab Bag, Grab Bag. Grab, grab, grab bag. Grab bag.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we didn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Including, we haven't talked a lot of college hoops, the tournament, obviously a month away from now, but something that just came across my radar as you're starting to look for more stuff to bet on now the football season is over.
Need it.
The SEC gets a lot of credit for being good at football, Do you see how many teams they have ranked? They have like 9 teams ranked, and 4 of the top 5 are all in the SEC.
It's 4 of the top 5. I was going to say it was like, yeah, 4 or 5 teams in the top 10 for sure. 4 in the top 5. Wow.
It's insane. And number 1 and number 2, Auburn, Alabama, play tomorrow 4 o'clock. So if people like me haven't really watched much of it this year, wanted to look for a place to start, tomorrow
Iron
afternoon
Bowl.
Might be good. Yeah, exactly. Auburn, Alabama, and yeah, kind of crazy. I think Jay Billis is going on and on. He's like, I don't think we've seen anything like this in the history of...
Meaning the conference.
Like, how many good teams are in one conference at one time?
Yeah,
like,
we've seen the
Big East had like some good runs.
Well, I was just going to say, we've seen 3 out of 4 make a Final Four before, right? We saw like the Big East in the 80s had 3 out of 4 in a Final Four. Didn't that happen again recently?
Villanova, Georgetown, maybe.
I think we had another 3 out of 4 recently for the first time since the 80s. So, I mean, we've seen that, but have you ever seen it dominate the top 25 like this? Probably not.
They have 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 15, 19, 21, 22 all in the same conference.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
So I have not. I mean, I watched Alabama. Did Alabama go to the national title game last year? I think they did. Didn't they lose to UConn? They made the Final Four. So Alabama went deep. I think they have a lot of those guys back from a year ago. So I'm like, Sears is back.
Yep.
The big man there, I forget his name, but he's back as well. I don't know how much I've watched Alabama. I watched Auburn once. Jahni Broome is like, it's like him and Cooper Flagg are the best players in college.
Yeah, right.
Pretty eh.
Yeah.
So this I'll probably watch.
I'll give it a go. Yeah. Why not?
Grab bag.
What percentage of our audience do you think gets that?
Anybody with a kid.
I mean, that's anybody with
anybody with a kid.
With a young child would get that. Yeah. I wonder how many people get that.
Whatever that percentage
it's
is.
It's good, though. Nailed it.
We have to break it down. The guy did crush it. Nice job. By the way, you can send those grab bags in keef@weei.com. They just come pouring in. Kellen Moore was pretty noncommittal. He was introduced as the Saints' next head coach. He was asked about Derek Carr. I was like, hey, he's a great player. But as somebody pointed out on Twitter, I completely forgotten about this. These two played against each other in college.
Oh, I saw this.
Kellen Moore at Boise State.
I think it was Rap Sheet had this. Yeah.
Oh, was it Rap Sheet?
I think so, yeah.
Kellen Moore at Boise State blew doors on Derek Carr's Fresno State team 1 year. Because Kellen Moore, now the youngest NFL head coach, he's 36 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it feels like he's been a coordinator forever.
Well, and just some of the other guys who got, even like Liam Cohen and stuff, I'm like, those guys are all young. He's the youngest one.
Yeah, 36.
Wild.
Just a young pup of a
guy.
But
look, Derek Carr had Devontae Adams at Fresno State, but Kellen Moore, those Boise State teams were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's not surprising. He lit it up.
Real men of grab bag.
Real men of grab bag.
They should bring those back for Super Bowl commercials. Those are good commercials.
I kind of agree with you. So we've talked a lot about Bill Belichick and how he's been on, red carpets, and he's on Instagram and Twitter and, you name it. Super Bowl commercials, Meetiversaries, you name it. Apparently Pablo Torre from ESPN has like a whole breakdown about how essentially Jordan, his 24-year-old girlfriend, has basically become and has operated as his agent and manager. Which I guess it sounds crazy, but then when you look at all the things he's done over the last year, you're like, who could possibly convince him to now join Instagram and to now join Twitter and to take pictures on the beach with her as a mermaid?
It makes sense. I mean, the elderly need people to handle finances and things like this, like watch out for scams. And, I think it makes a lot of sense that Bill has somebody doing this for him. I think it's a good... It's a good setup they have.
I guess so. It's working for them. So far, so good.
Like, Bill, don't answer the random number when they say they need $1,000 wired to them. Bill, why are you doing that?
It was a weird thing.
Instead, she's stealing the money from him, I'd imagine.
Wasn't she the one where there's like speculation about the North Carolina stuff? And she's like, we're happy to be in North Carolina.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, okay, I guess you're kind of calling the shots.
All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.
Grab back.
I don't even know.
I think we played that one the other day.
Did
and
we?
I'm happy. No, I'm happy that you also look confused because what is that?
I don't even know.
I don't even know what that's in reference to.
And
grab back
has been running for office. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
We get a whole bunch. We get a whole bunch in all the time.
Keep them coming.
So Travis Hunter's going to enter the NFL Combine as a defensive back. Does that say anything to you? Because you have to run with a certain group, or you have to be somewhere. So does that
it
mean
does.
That
I'm
what
sorry, he wants? I was just reading Twitch for a second. That was a Blade Runner reference.
Blade Runner. Blade Runner.
Apparently, I didn't get it. It tells me that what I already think, Travis Hunter, teams are looking at him as a defensive back, and any offense he gives you as a wide receiver is a bonus. So I was talking about this with Wiggy off the air the other day, and I think we'd agree on this. If you're drafting him highly, what you're doing is you're playing him full-time on defense, and you're probably giving him certain packages on offense.
How many plays on offense do you think?
I mean, to start, not many.
10?
I was going to say 15, 20. So, okay. maybe you're even lower than me. Yeah. But like,
well, I didn't know what you meant by that. I was like, because I would want, if I drafted him that high, I'd want him to do both. I don't want him, if I'm taking him fourth overall.
So I would also want him to do both, but like, you're not realistically saying he's going to play 100% of snaps on offense and defense. Like, he can't do that.
Not right away.
Okay, right. That's
maybe
what
at
I
some
mean.
Point.
No, maybe at some point he can.
Yeah.
Like initially, Shohei Ohtani, it's like he's not going to be able to do it. No, he could do it. So
because everyone's like, oh, he can. It's like, well, he played major college football and did it. So like that's something.
Yeah.
Nobody else has done that at that level.
No, I mean even like the Charles Woodsons and stuff.
Champ Bailey.
They didn't do it full time. No, on both sides of the ball.
No,
right.
Like Miles Jack, Jabril Peppers, right? A bunch of guys have done it, or not done it, but they've played both ways.
Miles Jack. Was he not a full-time running back? He was definitely a full-time linebacker.
I don't think he was a full-time running back.
Okay, but in terms of play percentage, he might be the closest guy. That's a good one. But, yeah, I think the NFL looks at him as a corner first.
Okay.
That's what it tells me.
That's fine.
Doesn't mean he can't play receiver, but I think that's how teams are looking at it. He's a full-time defensive player and a part-time offensive player to start, and then you'll go from there.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go. Grab bag.
Did you watch the Netflix series Last Chance U at all?
No. I know people like it very much. I did not watch that, though.
All right. Well,
did you watch it?
So they ended up doing a lot of different seasons.
It's like a community college, right?
So they take a community college, which I believe LeGarrette Blount went to this college. He wasn't on the show. Remember Chad Kelly, the quarterback that I really like, Jim Kelly's nephew?
Yes. Good guy.
So a few of these guys would go,
yeah.
He had some stuff.
Yeah, he's a noted good guy.
So like 90% of these guys would go to like a major D1 school right out of high school, flame out for some reason, right? Whether it was grades, play, attitude, whatever. They would go to this college and then try to get back to a D1 school. So apparently, a group, six of the players from East Mississippi Community College. So they did football. I think they might have also done a basketball season or two. But I watched a couple of the football ones.
Yeah.
They are suing Netflix for $30 million.
Oh.
Yeah, they're trying to get $30 million in damages after receiving no compensation for their contributions to the project. They say they are holding the defendants accountable.
Is it like an NIL defense? Something like that?
I don't know. Quote, for the wrongful misappropriation of their likeness.
Yeah.
And to ensure fair compensation for their work. I also don't know what they signed. Like, did they sign something when they're on? Like, there were cameras in their rooms. There were cameras at practice. There was cameras in the locker room. There was cameras at all the games, obviously.
Right, but you make a good point. So, like,
what did you sign?
Correct.
Yeah.
Should they have compensated you for it?
Yeah.
But right. Did you sign your life away when you agreed to be on the show? Like, right. Exactly. What's in print? And my guess is, and I assume this, I was unfamiliar with the story, but I assume they're trying to glom onto the whole
these guys are getting paid
NIL movement. And I just think,
and like, look at how much money Netflix has.
Of course. And maybe they'll pay you a lump sum to make it go away, but I don't think you'd get the full damages.
Well,
I don't assume.
All right, here you go. And I guess they'd have to prove this, but the plaintiffs say they weren't given an opportunity to consult an attorney or read their contracts in their entirety before agreeing to have their names and images included in the series.
I don't pretend to know enough about the law. That might hold up in court, but that just sounds like you didn't read your contract. You didn't know what was in there, and that's on you.
They said that at no point were they made aware the documentary would be marketed for commercial use while they were pressured into, quote, impulsively signing agreements. So that, I'm with you, it doesn't sound like that's going
to
hold up.
No, I mean, unless you can prove you were, like, you know, backed into a corner and forced at gunpoint to sign or something like that, it's impossible to prove.
So the lawyer is saying the most coercive tactic defendants used upon the plaintiffs were telling them that if they did not sign the contracts, they were not eligible to practice. Like, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, good luck. I don't know exactly how that's going to go for you.
Hi, I'm looking for
grab bag
and a clean pair of shorts.
Philadelphia Eagles having their Super Bowl parade today throughout the streets of Philadelphia. A couple of things of note. Apparently, they roasted a pig.
Yeah.
and then put like Patrick Mahomes' hair on it. Okay. Like they apparently he's the pig.
Seems like a waste of a pig.
Really is.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that. Quinyon Mitchell appears to be the taking home the award for drunkest.
Nice.
It's always somebody.
So he's like the Sam Hauser of this one. Sam Hauser was puking in a garbage can and then taking a beer out of it. Is that what happened?
Yeah, so Brian has it on Twitch. So they carved, like, this is kind of gross. They carved a 15 into the pig and then put, like, Patrick Mahomes' hair on it, apparently. Now they're walking that around.
That looks, well, you know what? It looks like you could still eat that.
I
said earlier it was a waste of a pig. That doesn't look super wasteful.
No, not a complete waste.
Yeah.
No, Quinyon Mitchell, I mean, Tom Brady was the drunkest probably at the Bucks.
Oh, at the Tampa one.
At the
good
Bucks
one.
One.
Yeah. Well, that's just because, again, he was past his drinking prime.
He probably doesn't eat enough.
Hadn't drank in a while, hasn't eaten
empty
enough.
Empty stomach drinking in the morning.
Sometimes that booze will hit you real. He's in his 40s. Good that luck. Booze will hit you real heavy.
And apparently, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he was the one chirping Travis Kelce about Taylor Swift on Instagram after the game.
Yeah.
And he apparently is, like, triple down on it. He's wearing a... I don't know if it's a graphic T-shirt insofar as it is a suggestive T-shirt.
No, that's the
to
way
what
to say
the
it.
Swift fans can do to him.
Yeah, involving the Super Bowl logo.
So I guess this is a fight you want to go down with. There's like you're going up against like millions and millions and millions of like
12-year-old girls,
teenage girls. This is like who you're fighting now.
Yep.
I guess.
I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Keith, as you said, I mean,
I don't really understand all like the like
if you're not going to get worked up about it in the first place, there's no sense in holding a grudge. So the man's worked up. He's going to hold his grudge. It doesn't matter that they're teenage girls. He's going to hold a grudge.
Meanwhile, his teammate, you see, Saquon Barkley was sticking up for Taylor Swift.
Yes.
He said
he thought she didn't deserve to get booed on the Jumbotron.
And he even gave her credit. He's like, she's just there supporting
her. He's just mad everybody was booing him who took his over prop in the Super Bowl. He's probably been getting a lot of hate. He's feeling for it now.
No, but Saquon even gave her credit. He was like, not only is she just there supporting her, like, her dude, but she's, like, raising the whole game up. Like, he even admits, like, more people are probably watching it because of her.
Yeah. Well, some of us saw that coming. Some of us saw big ratings for the Super Bowl coming. Not all of us can be so bold, but I did see that, yes.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back, you can grab my back.
Good timing on that picture of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, by the way.
Sure
ties in with that last.
Yep, he seems to be really
that
excited.
Last drop. But yeah, if you want to see what he's wearing, you can go to twitch.tv/
The latest Marvel Cinematic Universe film is in theaters right now. Captain America: Brave New World. The reviews, early reviews are in. Not great.
Oh, okay.
Now, Davey and I have not seen it yet. So for those on the fence, fear not. Davey and I will see it. We'll do a Dork podcast episode on Monday night about it, sort of let you know whether it's worth seeing in the theaters or not. At last check on Rotten Tomatoes, 51%.
Low.
By the critics, 78 audience.
Oh.
Usually early audience, though, is high because it's people that want to see the movie and are like seeking that out. Critics, it's so mixed. A lot of people are saying this movie had a lot of reshoots, which is never a good sign, and they say it looks bad. Which is not...
I feel like that should be the bare minimum criteria of these films specifically. They're supposed to look good.
At the very least, look really sweet.
Maybe the story stinks and the character is no good, but like it doesn't look
like
visually
good. The CGI is bad, apparently. Now, I haven't seen it. That's just from like Twitter. And sometimes like one thing on Twitter can just sort of take off, but I don't know. That's the early feedback.
I love playing two-hand touch, eating way too much. Watching my team win with the
grab bag.
Well, that's another one they should definitely bring back.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night as we hit the NBA All-Star break. There were five games, though, on the slate. CJ McCollum for the Pelicans, 43 points and 7 boards.
Right game.
Naz Reid, 27 points, 14 boards. All-Star Tyler Hero, 40 points and 8 rebounds. James Harden, throwback game for Harden, 32 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. And Zach LaVine, playing for the Kings, 32 points and 10 assists.
Okay, I guess I'll go McCollum out of those options.
Who'd you like?
Sabonis had 28 more rebounds last night.
Jeez Louise.
Now, they did lose, in fairness, so maybe I'm breaking my own rule.
All right.
But Sabonis had 28 rebounds earlier this year against the Celtics. He had 28 more last night.
I mean, the guy's a machine.
What an absolute.
Like Dennis Rodman out there.
What an absolute. That's the right word for him. Absolute machine.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, I'll be honest. I am a little shook.
First timer?
I'm a little shook. I don't know. I don't know.
You have a whole Excel sheet going.
I haven't updated it. This is a baseball player who was an outfielder.
Oh, boy.
He would throw it in from the right side. He would also hit from the right side.
This sounds familiar, Billy.
You guys, have we done an outfielder before? He played for Marlins, Rockies, Cardinals, Astros, Nationals, Mets.
Okay.
And he was a one-time All-Star.
Where?
He was an All-Star with the Rockies. He also was runner-up in the Rookie of the Year. Not in the same year, but he was a runner-up with the Rookie of the Year with a different team.
Okay.
And then he was an All-Star with the Rockies.
Where was the runner-up of the rookie?
The Florida Marlins in 1999. His last game played was 2007.
Outfielder?
Outfielder. Led the league in RBI
Castillo,
one year.
But okay, outfielder. Okay, keep going.
Finished 16th in the MVP in 03, where he had 141 ribeye. 36 dongs was a high. Had another 31 home run season.
Nice.
Multiple times in the 20s. He was also, ready for this?
Yeah.
A one-time member of the 30-30 club.
And we're not going to get him?
You better get him. 30-30?
Oh, hang on. 30-30, never mind. No, I was about to say Juan Pierre. It's definitely not Juan Pierre with 30 home runs.
Probably overlapped with Juan Pierre. He was also, if this helps.
Yeah, more.
A
Devontae White. No?
No. He was a member of the 06 St. Louis Cardinals World Series winning team. Maybe that makes it worse.
No, I got nothing. I was checking to see if Arcan texted
me. Marlins, Rockies, Cardinals.
I'm ready to check the Twitch chat. Is it up? Do you see it?
A lot of good guesses. Yeah, there's one right in there. And
well, I know
there's one right in the Twitch chat.
I absolutely know who it is. Looking at the text line, Twitch chat has it as well. It's Preston Wills.
He got it.
So I'll tell you,
that's a good career.
I think one of the first years I started playing fantasy baseball, he had an absolute monster. It probably was the 30-30 year.
That makes sense. Yeah, Preston Wilson was good. And it was funny because he was on like the Marlins not too long after they came into the league, and then he went to the Rockies. So he played for both of those like expansions.
So I'm guessing the 30-30 year was in Colorado. Did you say that already?
Yeah, it was.
And that's when he was an All-Star?
No. 30-30 was actually
in Florida.
The 36-141 was in Colorado.
Maybe that was the one. But yeah, though. Yeah.
03, he was a beast.
Yeah, I don't think. I wasn't playing fantasy baseball in 2000. But yeah,
never used him before.
That was the one, yeah.
He's a fresh guy.
That's a new one.
All right, good.
That's a new one. Well,
cheers to that.
The streak is at one.
That's right.
For random baseball player of the day every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Today's answer, Preston Wilson. We'll check him with WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what Hart and Fitzy and Ted have coming up. And I don't hand out this stamp of approval very often. I would say it's a must-listen clip du jour next.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
That sounds nice. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and it's Valentine's Day. So in our Friday four-pack of questions, we were asking the all-important question, what is your favorite rom-com?
All right, what's your favorite rom-com?
I'm going to need a definition on rom-com.
It's a romantic comedy.
Yeah, but how loose are we with the definition?
Not too loose.
Any relationship?
A movie called Definitely Maybe with Ryan Reynolds, and he's got like he's talking to his daughter, played by Abigail Breslin, and he's going through like his like dating history. Basically, he's got like three or four different women in his life. It was pretty good.
Okay,
pretty good. What do you got?
It was a thinker, or it was
funny. not like a thinker, but it's kind of like a emotional.
There was calm.
There was some
rom and some calm.
Oh, calm.
No, I'm not talking about Mark Henry. Keep. Like, there was some comedy.
No, I got it. I thought I misheard it.
You dare. How dare you, Nick?
What's your favorite romantic comedy?
Well, I was going to keep it in the sports world for a moment. Yeah.
Fever Pitch? You're going Fever Pitch?
One of Mego's favorite football films. I like Jerry Maguire. It's a good one.
I like that, right?
Yeah. That's Maguire. A good one. I like Jerry Maguire.
Billy, you got one?
All right.
Yeah, what'd you like, Bill?
I'm trying to think of a rom-com. Like, I'll admit it. Like, I love the movie Pretty Woman, but I don't know if there's enough calm in there.
No, that counts.
There's not an obnoxious amount of calm
in
there.
Yeah, those
I think there's enough calm.
First 15 minutes of that movie.
15.
Mostly what it is.
I like Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Good suggestion.
Good film.
How about this? This is not
a bad George Costanza in there. That's a real piece of work in that movie.
Oh, yeah. No, not great.
Evil George Costanza.
Not to bring up one of Courtney's favorites, but is Forgetting Sarah Marshall, is that a rom-com?
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be. There's a lot of movies kind of like that. Like we had mentioned earlier, like Wedding Crashers, Swingers, movies like that.
Mm.
Andy Hart must have a bunch of rom-coms.
Yeah, he must be a rom-com guy.
Well, if those count, Wedding Crashers, like, hell, you could put Old School. You could put anything
in
there.
No, not Old School.
Why not?
Old
There's relationships
not.
With women
Blue
and
the
men.
Two girls.
Well, me and Nick were talking about it, like Superbad. Yeah. Like, both those guys end up with a...
Superbad?
No, we were talking about because they're trying to define it.
Right.
Like, it's a comedy, and at the end of the movie, each one of those guys ends up with a girl that they were after.
Mm.
So I don't know if that falls under the rom-com. If it ends with a romantic outcome, does it
mean...
Which most do now.
They all often do.
So
you got to
pretty much everything's
there.
A rom-com.
There will there, won't they, going on there? Yeah.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they probably will.
But it's all said and done.
Yeah. They will, and there's some comedy.
What about like a sappy one? Do you have like a classic sappy one that you like?
I'm going to guess no. Nothing comes to mind. But just knowing myself, I'm going to just safely bet no.
Okay.
Guessing my wife would agree if she called in. Yeah. So we'll just stay there.
What's on WEI Afternoons today, there, Hart?
So we got kind of we used to call it Pat's Puri when it was on the Six Rings pod, but just a potpourri of everything. It felt like a week where sort of the Super Bowl and then Bregman just dominated everything, and you didn't really have a chance to get into other things. So we'll dabble in all areas. We'll open, as we always do on Friday. Fitzy and I asked the question, who won the week in Boston sports? And it'll be interesting. I'm guessing that may be sort of slanted towards the Boston Red Sox in some form or
Craig
fashion.
Craig Breslow. Maybe you might give it to him because he's never going to win it again.
Yeah, it's true.
But did he
there,
even
get
win
in
it?
There while you can.
Nah, wasn't him probably. Smoking a cigar.
No, probably not.
The manager wanted him and the owner smoking a cigar. I don't know what role he even played in it.
All right.
Seems like he gave up the fight and just said, okay, you guys want him, sign him.
Throw him a trophy.
I'll throw him a trophy. 3:30, we'll throw Giardi a trophy. Talk to him about all things football, Patriots, the upcoming NFL scouting combine. Feels like free agency is kind of right on the horizon there. So, we're locked and loaded, and we'll have our expanded 5 o'clock hour odds and ends, which is nothing like a grab bag segment.
Sounds very different.
We only do it on Fridays. We don't milk the hell out of it 5 days a week.
Yeah,
we got a loaded show. Fitzy in the studio. Ted Johnson at 3. Action-packed show.
All right. Okay. That's coming your way on WEEI Afternoons. The crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can treat your Valentine at the 99 Restaurants February 14th today through the 16th and enjoy delicious menu specials like the juicy 18-ounce T-bone steak, lobster-topped haddock, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday. We'll talk to you then here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.